And today we're going to talk about a perverse spirit. A perverse spirit is a very powerful spirit. It's a very strong spirit. And a perverse spirit comes on the rebellious. Those who are rebellious, obstinately disobedient, or difficult, intractable, rebellious. Then the Lord showed me that any time that you do anything in your life that is not based on faith that God has led you by His Holy Spirit to follow this course of action is sin. If you're doing something and this is an area and you're doing something that God has not led you by the Spirit to do it, it's sin. That's where the rubber hits the road, folks. Are you going to be led by your feelings, led by your emotions, led by your soul, or are you going to be led by the Spirit of God? For rebellion as is of the son of witchcraft, because what is witchcraft? It's just trying to rebel against the order and manipulate things to get your way. That's all witchcraft is. It's just trying to manipulate things around to get your way. And so you see that this rebellious spirit and the root of bitterness goes down into you. And when you meet the people who have a perverse spirit, they're rebellious, they're stubborn, got stubborn pride, they're unteachable, they're deceived, and they got to always be in control, and they got this bitterness that goes down and makes them angry and unforgiving and always remembering and violent and always want to get even. You don't have to worry about getting your life straight if you're always worried about trying to straighten out somebody else. If you can tell somebody else what their problem is and give them some good constructive criticism on how they can get better. That's called a critical spirit. If you could just keep the rules and do everything perfect, nobody could criticize you and reject you. And so a spirit of perfection comes in. In the morning prayer meeting, a lady that I had been ministering to for 4 years, and we had cast all kind of demons out of this lady, and her life had changed, and she was doing so much better, and she was standing in prayer meeting, and this thing manifested, and it took control of her. And so I just made it go down. I said, you know, we'll work. I said, we'll get to you later. This thing is manifest. It's been manifested for 3 hours. It won't go up, won't go down. She won't say anything. She just stares and smiles and laughs. And I felt the compassion of God just flow out of me. And that thing smirked at me. It just smirked. And I felt the righteous indignation of God. It just made... Who was that thing? And a verse came out of me that I had never used before. But I said, you uncircumcised Philistine, who are you to defy the armies of the living God? You will come out in Jesus' name. I bind it and I command you to be gone in Jesus' name. And I felt the power of God. And that thing came out. Whenever there was a mass healing, a mass deliverance, it was always the love of God was there. And that's the thing that heals and delivers. God never does anything outside of love. It's His love for you. And He wants His love to flow through you, to flow into you, to know that He loves you unconditionally, that you're not a rejected child. You're not rejected anymore. The Bible says, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. You've been redeemed. Your mortgage, your ransom has been paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been sanctified, made holy. You've been tried in the ecclesiastical court in heaven, and you've been found not guilty by the blood of Jesus Christ. And your body doesn't belong to you. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You're not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body and your spirit, which are God's. By the blood of Jesus Christ, He has set us free. He has redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy. He has made us children of God, accepted in the Beloved. And He loves us. He loved us enough to die for us. And He wants His love to flow through you. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water to a dead and crying world. A world that's crying out for love. And is dying. Dead, because it has no love in it. That's the perverse spirit. It's the absence of love. Comes in because love is denied. It's rejected, manifest by rebelling against the order, and perverts the good things that God has given into the bad things. I bind the spirits of perverseness and rebellion. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you, come out of God's people. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. Break the power of rebellion and witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone in Jesus' name. All perverseness, all bitterness, I pull out the root of bitterness in the name of Jesus. And command it to go. Go, go in Jesus' name. All rejection, fear of rejection, all perverseness in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. That would pervert the good things of God. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be gone.